Okay, you three. Are you ready for your bath?
But I had a bath last week.
In the sea, I mean. That's why people came to Brighton in 1783 when Prince George first came here, to bathe in the sea and to drink seawater. It's very good for you, you know, if the water is clean. These days it's too dirty.
So you help people bathe?
Not you, young lady. You need a dipper, like Martha Gunn. She'll help wheel your bathing machine into the sea and make sure you dip your head under the water.
And you don't do that?
No, I'm smoking miles. I'm a bather. I do the same for gentlemen. It's dippers for the ladies and bathers for the gentlemen. Don't ask me why. Because some of the men need help dipping their heads, same as the ladies. Especially come the winter.
You swim in the sea in winter?
Yes, that we do. Good for you, it is. Poor old George. He had problems with his health. All that wine and fine food. One time, I was so concerned, I walked all the way to London to ask after him.
To London? But that's miles.
Near on 50 miles there. That's right. And near on 50 miles back again.
Couldn't you get the train?
No. The train didn't arrive here until the year 1841, long after I was dead and buried. Of course, later in his life, King George wasn't so keen on bathing in public, being a bit on the large side. So, he had a seawater bathing pool built in a room right behind the mirror there.
There's a secret door just to the left of the mirror.
That's the one. It's called a jib door.
And did you bathe him here too?
No, not me. It was after my time when he was King George, not just the Prince Regent. No, he had someone to give him a massage. Indian man by the name of Sheikh Din Mohammed. Opened the first curry house in England, he did.
But why is the king's bedroom downstairs?
Well, you see, towards the end of his life, he had trouble getting up and downstairs on account of his great size. That's why this bed has a mechanical device to raise it up.
So he could roll out of bed.
That's right, young sir. There's another secret door by the bed that leads to his privy and to some hidden stairs.
There, just to the right.
What's a privy?
I believe it's what you'd call a toilet. And he had an infernal contraption for getting around, like a chair on wheels. A Merlin chair, they call it. Very newfangled.
A wheelchair?
I suppose you could call it that, yeah. Now, if you walk down the room, you'll see two very interesting globes that I think you might like. And in the next room, see if you can find the portrait of me, Smoker Miles. Good day to you. Ta-da!
Good day.
Good day.